We're joined now by Annabel Oromoni. She's Sylvester's sister. Annabel, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
First of all, on behalf of all the listeners of Hard Facts and the staff and management of Nigeria Info, please accept our heartfelt condolences.
Thanks.
What's your reaction and the family's reaction to the DPP's advice not to prosecute the suspects?
I spoke to my dad yesterday, and honestly, like, this is just a tactic or just a way to justify the reopening of the school. And I feel like Nigeria, like, obviously we know Nigeria works a lot in like a power structure. There's always like power plays involved. So this is like, I don't think the police officer or the commissioner or whatever, I don't think he has released, I didn't see anything. I think everything literally has just been said with word of mouth. Like, the DPP advised this, and this was said, and that was said. And it's like the autopsy came out, and there's no toxicology report, or the toxicology report came out and it doesn't say anything. Like, everything is just with their mouth, because they know that Nigerians live in fear most of the time, and they have the ability to just say something and get everyone to cave, even without having things to back up whatever they are saying.
So you're saying that you've not seen the autopsy report from the Lagos State government?
They haven't shown us anything. We've been asking them to show us. They haven't shown us anything. The autopsy report going around is the only autopsy report. And what's funny is, even before the autopsy report came out, there's an ex-classmate of mine, like a senior of mine in school, from high boarding school, who's a doctor right now, and she had analyzed my brother's injuries, and she had mentioned the intracranial pressure that he had, mm-hmm. with his head and all that. And this was all before the autopsy came out. So anyone who's medically inclined would know that everything they're saying is rubbish. But they know that, like, the average Nigerian would struggle to read that autopsy, or would need to be broken it down into like what we can understand. Like, I needed to have it broken down to what I could understand. So they know that, and they're sitting on that hill, so they could just mention things like acute pneumonia. What does that have to do with what was wrong with him? Like, it's all rubbish. And at this point, like, the advice or whatever is being given, like, this is just like powers that play. There is a reason why they do not want this case to get to court. There is a reason why everything being done right now is to use power to get, or to pretty much try to oppress us, except it's not going to work.
What is, like, being done? Tell us what is being done right now.
So what is being done right now is, I know that there is a coroner's report that's meant to be done for, I think it's been adjourned to January 15th, was what my dad said to me. They haven't even done that yet. So, like, what is being said? Like, how are these things coming to be, and why aren't they informing the family that is directly involved in all of this? Like, why aren't they telling us, oh, we didn't find anything? Why aren't they saying that to us? Like, it's like they at this point are just trying to like mislead Nigerians and create a different narrative so that everyone just stays in panic. And honestly, it's just a form of intimidation, except it's honestly not going to work. Like, justice is going to happen, and it might not happen in the way that everyone is wanting it to happen, but it's going to happen regardless.
Okay.
Like, I'm a journalist.
Yeah.
I'm a journalist. Yeah. I have people, like, like, the media is powerful. So it's going to happen regardless. And this is the Lagos State government. This is not Nigeria. This is just the Lagos State government.
I have to ask a question. The DPP said that they replied in part to the Lagos autopsy report, which said that your brother passed from pneumonia and septicemia, right? But of course, yeah. The autopsy in Delta State said that he inhaled toxic chemicals and he had blunt force trauma. Why was the second autopsy done? We've been hearing conflicting stories about why the first one wasn't accepted. Why was the second one done?
So this is honestly really kind of weird, because what had happened was, like, we're from Delta State. Like, so, like, that's our hometown. Like, we're from Niger Delta. So I don't know what's weird. Like, we did our autopsy before the Lagos did their autopsy. So our autopsy, we had our autopsy results for a very long time.
Okay.
We had our autopsy results for a very long time, even before all of this came out. And it was literally the news that came out yesterday. We had heard about it. Like, I had spoken to my elder brother about it on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
So we had expected this, and that was what triggered the release of the autopsy, because we knew that they were trying to change everything, change the complete narrative.
Okay.
But there is the second autopsy that everyone is talking about. Where is it?
Why did it need to be done to begin with?
That's the same question that I need to ask the Lagos government, because I'll tell you how the autopsy happened. So the Doane College was a party. Like, I think they had a pathologist involved.
Okay.
The families of the accused, of my brother, of the people that were accused of killing my brother, had their own pathologist. I have absolutely no idea and no reason. Like, I have no idea why, because I don't even think that's okay.
Okay.
And then the Lagos State government had their own pathologist.
Okay.
And then we had our pathologist that did ours in Warri.
Okay.
There as a witness. And before all of this happened, like, we already knew that things were trying to happen, because we had our person there. And it's kind of hard when you're trying to turn things around when there's one person who doesn't really want, like, who's being difficult. Like, the pathologists haven't opened their mouth to say anything. There is no, we don't know the name of these other pathologists, but our pathologist's name is there, would stand and defend his report any day, anytime. These people, the three autopsies that were done in Lagos, where is the report? Like, literally, it does not exist. So
nobody in your family has seen the report from the Lagos State
government. We haven't seen anything. So the second autopsy that's literally being spoken about, I have no clue where it comes from. Like, and honestly, maybe I'm wrong. I'd have to ask my dad. Like, I spoke to my dad last night. I have no clue where that came from. So literally, these people, like I said, it's literally all they're talking based on word of mouth. The DPP said this, which obviously, like, they could have said, but they won't bag these things on paper, because paper would take you somewhere, would hold you accountable. So, like, they won't really bag these things as signing, as this, as that. They should do it. They should bring it out. And because autopsy shows detailed what's acute pneumonia, how. Like, autopsies will address the cause of what's the problem. Like, okay, acute pneumonia, where is it from? What, like, you just don't say this happened, that happened. It doesn't work that way in an autopsy. So they should release it. Like, everything they said doesn't, even the things they said he has. My younger brother was telling me how he had tried to do his research, and they don't even add up. Acute pneumonia from where?
I want to stay on that a bit. Now, you saw Sylvester, you heard his words. Did you see Sylvester? Did you hear his words?
I live in Canada, so I didn't see him. I did speak to him before. I did speak to him the weekend before he passed away.
Okay.
I spoke precisely the day my dad was taking him home.
Okay.
And I had spoken to my dad, and he had told me what was going on and how there was no flights Warri to Lagos. And what had happened was, like, majority of my siblings, we live outside of the country.
Okay.
And my last three siblings, one of them is the one who just passed away, but the last two, one of them had just graduated from Doane.
Okay.
And the other one was in SS1.
Okay.
So we were the only ones in the country at the time. Mm-hmm. My other brother had left to the UK
okay.
a few days before, and my elder sister had also left the UK a few days before.
Okay.
So that was why when they even called, because even the report was kind of stupid, like the report that Doreen released, because when they called us and told us it was a football injury, because when I spoke to my dad, when he was my brother, that was exactly what he told me. This was before my brother had even mentioned any names. He was like, that he doesn't know that they said that Bobo's fell and sustained injuries during soccer, that he's in a lot of pain, that he does. So I spoke to, like, we were very confused because we trusted the school. Like, all the times that I went, I was back in Nigeria, they wouldn't even let me go visit my siblings in school because they're like, oh, they have protocol, this, that, that. So it's like, okay, well, I guess the school is safe. My younger brother was 19 years old, was the first person to go to Doreen. The rest of my siblings went somewhere else. But we removed him because we wanted to, like, remove him from bullying.
Okay.
You know, my younger sister was like, she doesn't want that. She saw how, like, her said boys were bullied in SS1, so she doesn't want that for him. And that was how he started Doreen. So Doreen was, like, in quotes, our safe, we thought was the safe school for our siblings at the time.
Right.
Just the last four were the ones who went to Doreen.
Right.
So, yeah. So even the whole, like, situation of, like, him just, of me not really, of us not really knowing what was going on with him, when they had called us, with no one being in Lagos at the time, because we have a family home in Lagos, but everyone who lives there was out of the country. So we had said, okay, like, and there was no flight, like I said. So that was why we had asked them, based on a football injury in a school that you trust, that you pay a lot of money for, they can't hold your kid for one more day. They can't hold your kid. You said it's on a football injury. Like, we were told.
So you told them to hold the kid for one more day while you found a flight to take your brother back to
It wasn't me. It was my mom that they had spoken to, right? Okay. Like, it was my mom that they had spoken to about all of this. So, like, what had happened was when they told her he was sick, she had tried to, like, figure out how to get him. And then we realized that there were no flights, so we couldn't get him out of the school immediately.
Right.
So my dad, with no being flight, my dad had to take the road us, right? So with everything that the school had told us, right? Like, my brother's body was swollen, but the only, like, main physical injury he had was at his, like, upper lip, right? A lot, the rest of it was mainly internal. So he was in a lot of pain, but, like, my dad couldn't, like, it's like,
you couldn't see the physical reason for the pain.
Yeah, we didn't understand what was going on. And my younger brother, he gets, like, he's very outspoken, but I know that sometimes he can get scared, because when I was in Nigeria, there was a period where I talked about giving him something, and he was very scared because he was like, oh no, that if he takes it, that police will stop him. And I'm like, you're then he was like 9 or so. I was like, you're fine, nobody will do anything to you. And he almost started to cry. That was how scared he was for something that I kind of thought was not real, but to him, it was very real. So I can't imagine how this experience must have even, like, how it must have. And I'm very glad that he finally said something. I'm very glad he finally said something, but, like, they really tried to take his voice from him.
Did he say anything about his experience that would align with this idea that he was sick with pneumonia?
Hell no. Absolutely. Like, this literally all came from thin air. Like, it came from space. It came from space. Like, the thing about autopsies is that it's like hearsay, hearsay. There is always, like, there is always someone to be brought from somewhere. Like, to tell, like, there are things that can be done if it's really, it's hearsay based on autopsy. Like, because autopsy is pretty much, it's pretty much straightforward. The corruption is what's making everything so foggy. So that's just what's happening in this situation.
What's the next step for the family? If there's no prosecution, what are you hoping to do?
Honestly, I have my own, I just as a writer,
Okay.
but I don't really have, I wouldn't say I sit down thinking of all the, because it's hard. Like, I'm just coping for the most part. So I just try to go day by day. Like, yesterday was very difficult for me. Today is better. So I don't really try to plan. Like, sometimes when the moments come, I can, but I won't say like I have right now. Like, the point that I have a plan to is where I'm at right now, which is pretty much talking to you. And that's where I'm at right now. And obviously I'd have things to further, but I feel like the road will get clearer as
As you
things
move
keep
along.
on. Yeah, exactly. So that's pretty much what, we're just leaning on to hope and faith and just strength, and we're not fools, and we're an army. So we're going to, Nigeria will not be able to just oppress us. Like, Lagos won't just think they can just, based on money and based on influence and all of that, just I understand that that's how it works and that's pretty much the status quo. But there are outliers in the situation, and this is going to be an outlier in the situation. This is not going to be a situation where we caved. Like, when nine kids saw my mom's tears everywhere, it's not something that we're just going to put at the back of our head and say, okay, we forgive everybody. There's no forgiveness here. Like, it's not happening.
Annabella Romoni, thank you once again, and I promise that we'll keep talking about this here on Hard Facts. Thank you for your time.
Of course. Thank you so much. Bye.